Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Eastman Chemical Company, a global specialty materials company that produces a wide range of chemicals, fibers, and plastics for various industries. Eastman is known for its focus on sustainability, innovation, and creating materials that enhance the quality of life. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the chemical sector. Let's dive in.
Eastman Chemical has a strong presence in the specialty materials industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like optimism bias and the availability heuristic influence their decision-making, particularly in art and market strategy?
Optimism bias can significantly impact Eastman Chemical's decision-making, particularly in research and development art and market strategy. This bias might lead the company to be overly optimistic about the success of new product innovations or expansions into emerging markets, potentially underestimating the challenges or risks involved. While this optimism drives Eastman to pursue ambitious goals in sustainability and innovation, it also requires careful risk management to ensure that resources are allocated effectively and that new initiatives are grounded in realistic expectations. The availability heuristic is another factor where Eastman might focus on developing or marketing products that align with recent successful trends or highly visible market demands, potentially overlooking other opportunities that might not be as immediately apparent but could offer long-term growth potential.
This focus on leveraging successful trends and confidently pursuing new opportunities has helped Eastman build a strong presence in the specialty materials sector, appealing to investors who value innovation and leadership in a competitive market.
Exactly. Eastman's emphasis on innovation and sustainability has positioned it as a key player in the specialty materials industry. However, the company must balance this optimism with a realistic assessment of market risks and a willingness to diversify their product offerings to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Eastman Chemical Company. As a global specialty materials company, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Eastman Chemical given their global operations and the need to create materials that serve a diverse range of industries and consumer needs. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for driving innovation and developing materials that are relevant across different markets. A diverse workforce can help Eastman better understand the needs of various industries and consumer demographics, leading to more effective and widely applicable products. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like chemicals, where understanding and addressing diverse market needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Eastman not only strengthens its ability to create innovative and inclusive materials, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible manufacturing. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Eastman operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving specialty materials market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Eastman's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and technological advancements is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the specialty materials sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with developing new materials and entering new markets. Optimism bias might make Eastman more inclined to pursue ambitious projects in sustainability and advanced materials, but they must also ensure that these initiatives are backed by thorough market research and realistic expectations. The availability heuristic might drive Eastman to focus on materials that are currently in high demand, such as those used in sustainable packaging or automotive applications, but they must also be open to exploring less obvious opportunities that could provide long-term growth potential.
This adaptability is key for Eastman, especially as they face competition from both traditional chemical companies and newer, more specialized materials firms. Their ability to innovate while maintaining reliability is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Eastman's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established product lines, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing market dynamics.
Now, let's compare Eastman Chemical Company to other companies in the chemical sector, like Dow, DuPont, and LyondellBasell. How do Eastman's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Eastman's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the chemical sector, such as Dow, DuPont, and LyondellBasell, particularly in their approach to innovation, sustainability, and market adaptation. Eastman's emphasis on creating specialty materials and sustainable solutions appeals to investors looking for growth through innovation in the chemical sector. Dow, known for its focus on diversified chemical products and global reach, appeals to those interested in scale and broad market exposure. DuPont, with its strong focus on innovation in advanced materials, offers a more specialized approach, while LyondellBasell's emphasis on petrochemicals and plastics positions it as a leader in the industrial chemicals market. Eastman's focus on balancing innovation with sustainability provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being overly optimistic about new markets or technologies.
And unlike Dow or LyondellBasell, which have a broader focus on diversified chemical products, Eastman's strength lies in its ability to innovate within the specialty materials sector, which has allowed it to build a strong position in the market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Eastman, the focus on innovation and sustainability provides a unique value proposition in the specialty materials sector.
To sum up, Eastman Chemical Company's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their innovation strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Eastman's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. We'll be right back.